into this computer. Great. Now I will manage participants. More. Make host. You are now the host. So you can do it. Yeah.
Okay. You're starting, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I hit record. Let's go.
Good morning. This is Dr. Will, and today we're going to talk about the Ultimate Fat Loss for You program. It's kind of an interesting program, and we're going to talk about it from the affiliate program. You can get involved in a groundbreaking program. And what's kind of interesting about this program, it actually got started backwards. And what I mean by that is, I coach a lot of hypnotists, neuro-linguistic programmers, psychologists, social workers, and people like that. People that know what they need to do to help people make changes, especially the hypnotist. And yet, I started getting all these hypnotists calling me, can you help me lose weight, doc? You know, because there's nothing worse than a fat hypnotist, right? And so I go, sure, we could do that. And so I started working with that subgroup. And then I really started to notice, I'd be at a conference, like a hypnosis NLP conference, and there's an awful lot of fat hypnotists and NLPers out there, right? Even though they can help other people lose weight, they're fat. And then I also, as a psychologist, I go to psych conferences and I see a lot of fat psychologists and medical doctors, and same with nutritionists. And I started to develop an idea I call the paradox of knowledge. And what that is you hit this point in your life where you have all this information and you can help people. You can help people lose weight. You can help people start an exercise program. You can do all that, but it doesn't work for you anymore. What used to work doesn't work. It's like the paradox of knowledge. And then what happens is someone says, oh, you ought to try this. Because you have knowledge, and here's the paradox, you automatically say it won't work for me. Oh, it's different, right? And so it's almost like you have, my friend calls it the magician's problem, right? Which is you know how the magic works, so the magic trick doesn't seem as powerful. And so I developed this program, and it started with just coaching hypnotists, NLPers, doctors, and nutritionists and nurses. And then it kind of spread out, and then I was approached by people that you ought to take it out there, because I always talk about it's not what you eat, it's what's eating you. And if you change the mindset, if you change your relationship with food, everything else changes. It's all about the relationship to the food. The food is inconsequential. You could go on the Atkins program, the Zone, the Keto, any of those things. What happens when you come off the diet? People get fatter. That the research says that. Anybody goes on a diet today, those that are successful within 18 months put back on the original weight and 10% because they haven't changed their relationship to food. They haven't changed why they eat. They're just focusing on what they eat, not why they eat. And so this is the first program that attacks it, and I treat it like an addiction. And it's not that food is an addiction. It's really not, even though like sugar and things have addictive qualities. Food is not the addiction. Eating is the addiction. And what I mean by that, it's why are you eating? You know, does it make you feel better if you're a late night eater, if you're an emotional eater, you know? And so that's why I developed this program. So it's exciting for me to bring it to people that can help get it out to the population because, you know, why eat yourself to death, right? And so let's have some fun with it. And so now I'm going to bring on, you know, Margo, and she's going to talk about a couple other things, and then we'll get this thing really rocking.
Okay, I will cut this point of mine, the talking, but could we start once again just talking about the affiliate marketing? I mean, because those people watching it will be affiliate marketers. They want the whole message from the beginning, what they want to know. Why is this in demand? Okay, what is the program about? In couple of words, like how does it help over nutrition, right, that people are taking? Okay. And how big is the market that people in U.S. spend $33 billion? Once again, we're repeating that. We're telling that the same people over and over again, they're fighting with weight loss from year to year. And they're unhappy, and those nutritions do not help. And most of times, they refer to their affiliates that refer to them. I mean, obviously the websites that, you know, published all those fake reviews and stuff. But the reason behind the psychological reason doesn't go away. So people start eating again and again and again. And how can those affiliates really influence them? And how can they also, after they see the effect going, because lots of people, lots of fat people, they don't lose weight. And once they start losing the weight, they go, oh my God, I need to go to the gym. I need to do this. I need to do that. So this program will help them to sell their other side products for health coaches.
Well, do you want to start it? Why don't you start it?
Okay. Fine. Probably you should. All right. Fine.
And then I'll jump in. I'll
yeah, I mean, we'll make a dialogue or something like that.
Yeah.
So
wait.
You should.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, hi everyone, and this is the Ultimate Fat Loss Affiliate Program, and we're welcoming you here. My name is Margot White, and Dr. William Houghton, the person who created this amazing program, is today with me, Dr. William.
Hi, I'm Dr. Will Horton, and I created the Ultimate Fat Loss for You, a program that is totally different than all the other programs about weight loss. And we're going to get into why, but I just want to throw out how big of a market it is for all my affiliate marketers and for all the people that do this. In the U.S. alone, it's over a $33 billion a year industry that's growing every year. But the really cool part about the industry also is it's a repeat business. People get into it and, you know, they lose weight. And then as Margo is going to talk about, they lose weight and now they need like more nutritional products. Or now they need to join a gym or an exercise program. All your other affiliates will be tagged into it. And so it's a brilliant way to do it.
I mean, how many times have you heard your subscribers or your list or your friends talking about the fact that they cannot lose weight, or they lose weight and then they gain more weight over some certain period of time? Why does this happen? This happens because the problem behind people eating, and getting overweight is much more than just the food with calories. It's a psychological problem that is standing behind all of this. And until people get rid of the psychological issues standing behind on what you eat, and why you eat, basically, they're not going to get rid of this problem. And let me put it this way. As an affiliate marketer, I can tell you that once your clients will get certain results in their weight loss, they will need a bunch of other products. Obviously, they will need to go to the gym, really, as Dr. Houghton said. They will need lots of small stuff. Like maybe nutrition, maybe something else that they would like to taste. Although our program does not include that. It's only in basically psychological issues standing behind the weight loss, obviously. But once your clients will see the results coming out of this program, which are just amazing, and people will start losing weight and not gaining weight ever again if they follow the certain steps of the program. One of very important thing is that the program is basically online coaching, and every single person on the earth who has access to the internet and who has basic knowledge of English language can actually access it and pass the program and receive those amazing results. We don't require the certain practices, like, for example, do this practice every day, or, I don't know, eat this or eat that. No, the person will figure out everything by himself once he gets rid of the problem that stands behind of why he's getting fat. And for you as affiliate marketer, it's so much important to get into those 33 billion markets and take your part of it, your share of it, and basically get people results. not that they would come back to you saying, oh my God, what did you, you know, recommend to me? No, they will come back to you and say, thank you so much, because I really lost weight. And I don't want to have the same lifestyle I had before. That's exactly what Ultimate Fat Loss is all about. And Dr. Houghton is going to tell you more about the program.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it, because it's, as Margot just said, it's not just what you eat. Most diets, it's like, you know, like the keto diet or the Atkins diet or Jenny Craig, Nutrisystem. I could go down. There's hundreds of diets. They focus on what you eat. Eat this at this time, da, 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 da. Well, I approach it from a different standpoint based on what really works. It's why are you eating? Not just what you eat. Yeah, that's somewhat important, but why are you eating? If you're an emotional eater and you eat late at night, if you have a fight with your spouse or your boss yells at you, you know, if your boss yells at you, if you still have a day job and you run, suddenly you're eating cookies or donuts. Why? It's an emotional component that must be addressed. If you don't address that, it doesn't matter the weight. That's why most diets long term, you lose the weight, but then within 18 months, you put the original weight on and a little bit more. It's the way your body works. And if you work at it from the psychological standpoint and take away and restructure your relationship with food, then you don't eat for those emotional reasons and things start to fall away. And also, go ahead. Go, Margot.
I would like to mention, as a person who's been on diet for like 6 years, probably, in my past life, I can tell you that dieting is a lot of stress. And besides the fact that the person experiences that stress and that's why he eats, he's now under double pressure and double stress because he has to diet and has to limit himself without getting rid of the problems, psychological problems standing behind of the first, in the first place. So that's why lots of people go into nervous breakdowns. And of course there are like, sometimes they break down and go eat like hamburger or I don't know, anything else. And they feel really, really sad about it. And they fight with it, you know, all the time. They try to do something, but the weight comes back and nothing helps. So they tried gym, they tried dieting, they tried this and that. And they go like, oh my God, it's not helping. So you now have an amazing opportunity to offer them something new, something that really helps. Not just, you know, another bar or, I mean, the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. So not just another nutrition or another cookie, you know, with a magic effect of weight loss, but actually the program that is going to get into their minds and into their bodies, and they will stop eating for good for that.
And you bring up a good point about stress. And when you're under stress, it really, not to be a medical thing here, but when you're under stress, you release cortisol. Cortisol makes you hold fat and water in. So when you're under stress, that's why you get bigger when you're under stress. So then if you go on a diet that makes you feel even more stressful, it becomes counterproductive because the thing you're doing to try to lose the weight is actually adding more stress. So it adds more weight. It's why you see people go on a diet and they say, well, it worked for my sister, but I gained 3 pounds. How did I gain 3 pounds? Well, it's because your body was not adapting to it and you didn't attack the psychological reasons of why you eat, when you eat, and then you can get to what you eat, but it's got to be the why and the when, and then things start to change. And, you know, for all of us affiliate marketers, anybody in the public eye, there's some really cool research that you have to be aware of, that if you're overweight, you're not as effective to the general public as someone that's height, weight, you know, that looks height, weight proportional. That's the word I was looking for. And especially if you're trying to sell things, when you look at the really go-getters at the top of, like, you know, you look at Tony Robbins, Brandon Broussard, I could go down the list, Richard Branson, Warren Buffett, all these wonderful people that talk about money. Guess what? When you look at them, they're height, weight proportionate. Right? If they were overweight, people subconsciously judge them as lazy. It's just the way it is. And we could argue whether that's right or not. The fact is, this is just the way it is. So, you know, the side effect for your people is they get more self-confidence, and then you get to the reverse effect where once that takes off, then the change becomes even more powerful, and then they want other things like self-development programs. They want to begin to do different things, improve all these other aspects of your life, which fits in with everything that we do.
I mean, obviously, there are lots of people who just, you know, they do not start the process of weight loss because they don't see any results, or results are very, very small, you know, and that's why they go from diet to diet, and they're waiting for the weight loss, like a few pounds probably to go away, but that never happens, or happens and then shortly comes back. So once the person starts and sees this transformation in himself or herself, this whole process goes so smoothly, and people start actually living a healthy life. They're living a life that you know, that grants them with results. When they get first result, then the whole other bunch of results come further. So basically, they will trust you as a health coach, as a yoga trainer, for example, probably you are, or the body trainer, maybe your bodybuilder or anyone else who is training people or teaching people how to look after themselves, how to train themselves. So your subscribers need the first results out of small action that wouldn't require too much energy from them. And what requires less energy than watching an online program? I mean, it doesn't require you to do the sit-ups. It doesn't require you to eat special food. You have to just sit, watch, and listen. And then your mind starts to respond. Your mind does all the work for your transformation or your client's transformation further. That's exactly what happens. And you can see all the time those motivating posts in the Instagram, for example, that, you know, you have to go to the gym, you have to do this and that. You know, I work out almost every day, and I see lots of people with psychological problems in the gym, and going to the gym and having no results makes them even feel worse, because they are doing something and they're actually struggling and they have no results. And I know how they feel, because I felt the same way until I got certain, you know, progress and certain things in my life that led me to it. Now I'm working out just for fun, just for myself, because my body needs it, not because I want to lose weight. But there was time when I was working out for the weight loss, and nothing happened, and I was miserable and sad. The same I see in the sport clubs right now, and I can tell you that those people, the first stage is trying to get rid of the problem, psychological problem that stands behind of it, because, you know, your body is the most precious thing that you have. Obviously, as Dr. Horton mentioned, the society psychologically takes you as a lazy person. Why? Because, you know, your body is the only thing you should take care of in the first place, because otherwise you will not be alive. You will not be living. I mean, what is more important for you, like business? Oh, come on. If you do not exist, if people are damaging their health and their bodies, you know what I mean? Business, everything makes no sense. And if you do not take care of your body in a proper way, then it sends psychological signal that you will treat the same way to the business, you will treat the same way with everything else that happens with other people. You will be, you know, you will have psychological problems in your relationships probably, and lots of other things.
Right. And you know, I used to always say a lot of people take better care of their cars than they do their physical body. And you can always go buy a new car. I mean, that's just what we do. You can't buy a new body. So, and yet it's that little click. And let's say you're a high performer. If you're in your affiliate program, you get a lot of high performers. Again, they begin to understand is what good is having all this success, let's say financial success, if you feel like crap, you don't have energy, you're lethargic, you don't like the way you look, things like that, right? So if you don't change that, what good is it? You know, I had a feedback from someone. They started the program, and they were noticing slight changes, and they were doing it, but they were surprised. It was a lady. She said she was talking to her husband, and what happened was, you know, she'd had a stressful day, and she's like, ah, you know, and she's like, ah, that's the only way to describe it. And she's telling her husband about it, and she says she opened the refrigerator and grabbed an apple and started eating an apple as she's talking to her husband, and her husband was like this. And she goes, what? He goes, what are you doing? And she goes, I'm eating an apple. And he goes, but usually when you're stressed, you're eating this carrot cake and there's a carrot cake in there. And she goes, I don't want carrot cake. I'd rather have a, and that's when she ran to the computer and typed me an email saying, this shit works, you know, cause she just had a stressful day at work. She had a day job. And rather than grab what she used to do, whether it was ice cream or carrot cake, I think is what it was, she's standing there eating an apple, and she didn't even think about it. This is the brilliance of it. It was her husband noticed it. You usually do this. Why are you doing that? Right? And she goes, because I don't know. Well, she was changing from the inside out, and that's the truth. Once that happens, things take off, right? And then you're ready to do other things. So, you know, and I always say, I actually started doing this program, The Ultimate Fat Loss for You. Why? I was actually coaching a lot of hypnotists, neuro-linguistic programmers, and medical people, nurses and especially nutritionists, to help them lose weight. Even though they thought they had the answer, they couldn't do it to themselves. And so that's actually how I started put it together. Then I was approached to put it together so a lot of people could get it. And so that's what we're doing now. So we invite you to join this because it's a $33 billion a year market just in you. And I think that's underreported. That doesn't count all the other things I think it's a much bigger market. And that's, again, just the U.S. That's not Canada and all the English-speaking countries. And then it ripples out everywhere because, you know, a lot more people speak English. It's, so popular. And why not tap into that market and actually help people make the changes so they can enjoy their lives?
Especially considering the fact that you're going to receive 40% from every single program sold by you. I mean, bought by your subscribers, by your list. And if we go a little bit deeper into the industry in general, basically you'll find out that each and every single person is under the certain risk of gaining weight now or in the future. And most of the problems standing behind that weight gain are not like physical. I mean, it's not like hormones or something like that. There is certain percentage of it, but usually it's about the fact that people eat wrong food, or they eat fat food, or they eat a lot. And then it becomes a habit, like that woman who ate carrot cake each time she got a stressful day at work. It's a habit already, and she didn't even control that process. So you're doing this because you're used to it. I don't know how it started, but you're getting used to it. Does your body need it? No, because you might not be even hungry. Your subscribers might not be even hungry. But the whole marketing industry is telling us, oh, come on, have a bite. It's going to be delicious. It's going to be good. And, you know, what I love about this is like natural juice, you know, with a lot of sugar in it. And they're trying to advertise it to you like it's totally natural. And people, you know, buy and drink those juices and give it to their children. They give them the bars, chocolate bars with lots of, you know, sugar in it. They buy it themselves. So obviously, it's like they're manipulated by all this marketing industry. And I think that Dr. Horton is going to describe this better than me. I'm just trying to explain how wide your market is and what you can actually talk to your clients about, because your subscribers, because all these topics are really brought up and really closely discussed and very in detail discussed by Dr. William Horton in his program, Ultimate Fat Loss.
Yeah, and like you say, the market is so big, and with the way we're attacking it from the psychological aspect, again, it's not just what you eat, it's why you eat and when you eat, but it's also this. There's two things going on for the affiliates. First, you get 40% for your sales, but we all know that when someone experiences success, especially with a weight loss program, they want to tell everybody. They want to tell everybody, right? Here in the States right now, keto diet is the big thing. Everybody's talking about the keto diet, right? So everybody's trying to get their friends on the keto diet. So just think, if you put this out there and you're getting the 40%, and if you also let people know when this works for you, go ahead and do this. Well, then they become you get 10% of what they sell, and they're going to tell all their friends, right? So it builds your database. It builds everything that we're all doing together, and the other thing, again, people that have success, especially in this market, it's not like other markets, you know, where people want to share the information, right? Oh, it works for me. You ought to do this. Yeah. And at the same time, when certain fads hit the general population, whether it's the keto or the Atkins or the South Beach, we all heard these buzzwords in the diet world. This is the one kind of program that will fit all of those. Right? Because people get on, let's say, the Atkins or the Zone or the Keto, whatever you want to call it, whatever diet they're on. What's their biggest problem? Sticking to it. Right? Because their mind wanders. And so this one is easily pitched, if you will, to the people, say, you want to stay on the keto diet? Do this. And if that's what you choose to do, your brain will lock in and it'll make it much, much easier to succeed.
The thing is, many people do not stick to their diet. The bad thing about dieting is that any diet can obviously have effect on you. But then if you get back to your, normal life, I mean, the life before before the diet, you have the same effect. And obviously in, I don't know, a couple of months, all those kilograms or all those pounds will come back. The different thing about the Ultimate Fat Loss Program is that it raises the problem why you ate like you ate. I mean, basically changes your habits and makes you think every single time when you obviously have something to eat or you're thinking about something to eat, your mind transforms dramatically. I mean, it's a whole new transformation process, and it all comes from the simple watching of videos, and that's the beauty of the program itself. I cannot hear you.
Yeah, there we go. Sorry. Okay.
Well, what happened?
Something happened. All right. Well, that brings up a great point, because really what this program does is it recaptures something we can all relate to. And what do I mean by that? I always think of little kids. When you see little kids, yes, there's a few kids with weight issues, but generally little kids aren't overweight. Why? Have you ever seen a little kid that won't stop to eat because they're too busy playing? You ever seen a little kid that even though you make their favorite meal, you go, here, I made it. And they got two bites and then they got to go do something else. Guess what? That's the natural way people should eat. If they're that little kid, if he's not hungry, those of us that raise kids or been around kids can tell you can't get them to eat if they're not hungry. Right. But then as adults, we get this different mindset. Well, I have to eat, it's lunchtime. Yeah. And you're not going to starve if you skip lunch today. Most of us can skip several days of food and be quite fine. But so it recaptures that. So you're not thinking about the food. That's all I meant with the kid, is they're not thinking about the food. The number one thing you see with people that go on a diet And the bad part about that is it causes them to think about food all the time. You know, at breakfast, they're thinking about lunch. Go ahead.
One of the reasons for that is that when, as kids, they have their, I don't know, lunch and they eat the whole plate, they get gratitude from their parents. They say, like, they go like, oh my God, you're such a good boy, or you're such a good girl. And when they get to this adult lesson process and everything, and when they feel sad and bad from their, you know, I don't know, work or life or maybe a relationship, they want to feel the same. They want to be told that they're good guys, they're good girls, and they want to feel the same. And only food gives them this feeling, because they start remembering, you know, their childhood time.
Well, and what really begins to happen, it's like every culture thinks it's just them, whether you're Italian or Russian or German or whatever, but every culture thinks this, but it's across the board. And that's that idea of eat something, you'll feel better, you know, because a parent, like the kid's upset, you know, and it actually comes from when a kid's sick, you try to keep their, you know, eat something. And then they translate that into whenever I feel bad, I have to eat. So again, like my lady, if the boss is yelling at her, I feel terrible, I've got to eat. Well, eating's not going to make anything go away. It actually makes it worse. But unless you reprogram that, and it's not that our parents were trying to maliciously make us fat, it's just they learned it, and then they learned it, and it goes back generations, and it goes back generations to the point, if you go back a couple hundred years, food was scarce. At any given time, people starve to death, right? That's what happened. And now we have so much food, this idea that, like, well, you have to eat because you don't know what your next meal is. You've got a refrigerator full and a cabinet full. But our brains were taught in a scarcity environment back thousands of years ago where, you know, it's just different. It's like the whole idea now when you hear it all over the world, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Right. And I always argue with people. I go, why? And they go, well, we just know it is. And I said, well, 1,000 years ago, when you woke up, you know, and you looked around, you didn't go grab your cereal and milk. You had to go out and hunt a rabbit or pick berries. Your body was not made to eat the way that we're made now. And if we could just recapture 60% of how people were meant to survive, those are the people, when you look at naturally thin people, I don't care whether you're in Europe or Asia or the United States, when you look at naturally thin people, they have a different relationship to food than people with a weight issue. And that's what we're trying to reprogram. It's like, get the natural relationship with food. If that happens, why you eat, when you eat, and what you eat takes a totally different approach.
Yeah, I mean, you obviously saw people who are enjoying lives and they're eating healthy. I know lots of such people, and actually I'm trying to become one of those, and not like trying and pressuring myself. It just naturally happens. And, you know, you can actually eat salad and enjoy it. And you can actually, I don't know, even have a good bite of hamburger, but you know, not too much. You're already controlling and you're eating because you're hungry, not because you're sad. And what I love about that marketing industry is that it shows you that food brings happiness. I mean, remember Bounty advertising when you're, you know, the girl is sitting somewhere in Bahamas and she's eating that Bounty, and each time when you're looking at the bar, chocolate bar, you think that you will appear there. And the hamburgers and then the mags, I don't know, that bring you that wonderful emotions. Obviously, marketing managers at large corporations are trying to make you believe that food is actually going to make you happy, while the greasy food is going to, it's going to bring you some kind of certain level, but just for half an hour, because afterwards you will feel sleepy, your mind will stop working, and obviously you will be ineffective at your working place, at your home, because you will not have energy to play with your kids or go outside or pay attention to your significant other. All you can do is just lie down and people think that they're they're getting tired because of their jobs. No, they're getting tired because of their habits. Obviously, if you have a healthy eating and living habit in general, when you move the way you should and the number of minutes, let's say, so maybe hours that you should every day, you don't feel tired at all. So right. That's one of the points.
Well, and like you say, when you get into marketing, we're seeing what's been going on since the 1960s and 70s, started in the West, in America primarily, and then rippled through the world. Why do you think McDonald's calls them Happy Meals? Right? And you get toys, and it's whatever and they spend billions to get Captain America or Iron Man or whatever the superhero. Think about the subconscious stuff of linking the superhero toy with a Happy Meal, which is crap for your physical body. But, and then the kids,
because they don't want you to think what stands behind that Happy Meal. They want you to think that it's some superhero or something, and here's a smiley face, not what this hamburger is about, what it consists of.
Right. And how many, again, going back to how we're trained, you take your little kids to McDonald's because I want the Happy Meal. I want the Infinity War or whatever. So you buy it and then they start playing with the toy. Well, you take the toy away and say, you're not going to eat till you eat your meal. So then they scarf down the hamburger, the French fries and the Coke. And then you give them the toy and then they're playing with it. Well, you've just trained them that I'm going to eat this stuff I really don't want. So I'll feel better because then I'll get my toys. And so it's this, you're overcoming a whole billions and billions of dollars of marketing to become the kind of person you truly want to be. And those of us that are into the, marketing and development and how people really think, it's a fascinating study, but we can really impact at a different level. And then our clients start waking up to everything else that they can do with their lives, which is really what makes me excited. How they get excited about doing the other things.
It's amazing also from the side of, and I'm going to underline it again and again, that your subscribers do not have to change their lives instantly before they buy this program. They don't have to go to the gym. They don't have to eat something or drink something every day. All they need to do is just sit, watch, and listen. And this is amazing thing for the lazy people who are everywhere. I'm also the lazy person. I hate to do something until the process starts. But then one day you wake up and you actually want to do something. And that's how your mind works. And obviously, Dr. Horton's programs are not pushing you towards anything. I mean, it's not like you have to do that. It's not the Tony Robbins style that is going to motivate you like for 2 days and then you're going to feel broke for the rest of the time. No, it's going to be very patient and very slow with each and every person who is involved. And your mind is going to do all the work. You're going to realize why you need it. Not that you have to do that. That's what leads you to the problem. When people are telling you, you have to follow that diet. Why? I mean, do you question yourself? That's why when your brain and your body starts protesting that I don't need this, I don't want this. Why am I in the state like that? And that's why lots of people do not lose weight. The weight loss process starts when you actually, your body and your mind are in combination and they're following one simple idea of your healthy and basically long life and the long life and health of your subscribers. And as we brought up these amazing topics, this is something that you can explain to your subscribers. And I can tell you as affiliate marketer, every single person, whether he's overweight or not, he or she will relate to that because we all fight, maybe not actively, but we all fight and we're all afraid of gaining weight. Why? Because it's bad for our health. People who are fit, they're really afraid of losing their sizes and having to buy new clothes, for example, or something like that. The society now, certain people in society, certain group of society now, it's pushing forward. They're trying to make you love your body the way it is. But do you actually love your body when you eat the next, Mac sandwich or something like that? Do you actually love it? Do you love it when you drink Coke? Do you love it when you're actually fed, when you're heart is not working, your blood pressure is bad? You actually love yourself, really? If the problem doesn't say, if the problem of weight does not stand from, medical point, in the medical points, like, for example, there's some problems with hormones and et cetera, et cetera. And most people, I'm telling you, most people don't have it. Most people just eat a lot. If that problem is not medical, in this case, ultimate fat loss is going to solve your clients each and every single problem that stands behind their overweight.
Right. And this is the first program that, again, as was just said, we don't force you to do like a low carb or a high protein or this or that. So if you're vegetarian, that's fine. If you want to do the keto, that's fine. If you want to do this, that's fine, because eventually it evens out. And the most motivated weight loss clients, here's the interesting little twick most people don't know, are the people that are only about 5 to 20 pounds overweight. That's the motivated people. That's the people who want to do it. Why? Because they see the future coming. You know, they see like, hey, this 10 pounds this year will be 20, and then when I'm 50, I'm going to be 100 pounds overweight, like you see people do, right? And so, again, that's a brilliant thing. And that's where the huge market is the people that are just starting to go down that path of gaining too much weight. And they're the most motivated clients, right? And we see it across the board. And it fits with the lifestyle that we now have, which is more and more is online, more and more people are doing things, via virtual, not just in real time. And so we do the coaching program that way. We do the, like you say, the videos and the audios. One of the interesting side effects is once you start listening to the program comes with hypnotic audios that lowers your stress level. That alone, a guy did a research project that all he did was work. Someone, he had like 20 clients that were going to lose weight. He took 10 that he put them through various, hypnotic program to reduce eating. And the other 10, all he did was lower their stress level. Guess what happened? The ones that he just lowered their stress level lost more weight than the people that were worrying about the food, right? Because it was about the other things. And once the stress was off, then they didn't get the stress reaction eating, or they went more like the client that was eating the apple rather than the carrot cake or the ice cream. And, so the weight starts falling off and then the magic happens. So that's why we're so excited, because you can jump in and begin to tap into this growing market, that's what's really cool.
So the steps that you will need to overcome and that are mentioned in your blueprint, which is available to download for you and to fill right after this video, it includes basically six steps that you will need to pass with your audience in order to sell them the Ultimate Fat Loss Program. One is define the audience. Obviously, if you have people and followers and the list already, you already know who your followers are. Are they men? Are they mostly women? Are they what age? And et cetera, et cetera. So obviously, you have a certain audience that you will need a strategy to talk to. You have to define who they are first. Then you're defining the problem. Men and women have different problems related to weight and their psychological problems, right? So men, they're afraid to gain weight because of their heart problems. They're afraid that they will not be promoted. They're afraid of many, many things. Women are afraid of being judged more than men. So after you define your audience, you have to define the problem. What does the weight mean for both, you know, for your audience in this case, right? If you, for example, if you have moms, the audience of moms, lots of moms gain weight and start eating because they're stressful after the giving birth. And it's a dangerous statistic over U.S. I mean, they're actually gaining weight because they're eating a lot, and this childbirth stress is added to their eating stress, and it's double, and it's amazing. So you define people you're talking to, you're defining problem with, for them, and then you start providing value. Don't try to sell anything. I mean, if you don't have audience now at the moment and you want to create some Instagram or Facebook page, don't try to sell in each and every post of yours that you're making on social media or each and every email you're sending to your audience. Obviously, people hate that because they stop believing you. Even if the product is the best, they will stop believing you because the only thing you're doing is you're pushing them. Buy, and they go like, okay, and this is the reason to buy, and you should go here and buy. No, you should provide them with value. And what is value online? It's information, obviously. It's the only thing you can provide them with virtually, right? So you're providing them with valuable information about the program, of course, but also about the problem itself. You're identifying problem. You're showing them what will happen if nothing changes. You're showing them what will happen if they start and change. And obviously that this process is not difficult because they should just sit once again. This program is amazing for any audience because especially for men who do not want to do anything and, you know, they cannot go with those, you know, boxes with food and eat here and there. It's amazing for men. And it's a great niche, by the way, just for information, because men experience that overweight problems. And once they get rid of the psychological problems, they can eat anything, but they will not, you know, want to damage themselves with the amount of food. The fourth point is walk the talk. Try to apply the same principles to your life. Try to be the example for your audience. There's nothing better. I mean, the sale cannot be any better when you actually see the person who is, you know, overcoming transformation. And if you're overweight by yourself, don't be afraid of showing yourself and saying that, yeah, I'm the guy who is now going through transformation. It's not like you have to be the fitness guy. I would rather believe, you know, person who is in the process, at least, overcoming his weight, for example, that he's overweight, rather than some fitness guy who's been in this business and whose job is to work out. If your job is to work out, for example, then of course people will be, you know, they pay you to go to the gym. But if you're a normal guy affiliate, which most of us are, then you will be example. Even if you're in process, you will be example for your audience. The number five is asking for the feedback. You have to ask for the feedback of your audience, especially when it comes to weight loss issues. There are lots of questions you can ask. Like, for example, why would you like to lose weight? You will find out the motivations. People will respond. I mean, obviously, some people want to, you know, get fit because they want to be really attractive. Some people want to punish their exes. Some people want to, to start doing sports, and they can't because they're embarrassed to go with, I mean, they're overweight, and they're embarrassed to go to the gym or do some sports because they can't. I mean, they will be judged. That's what they think, at least. And that feedback will teach you, I mean, it will give you information what your audience needs to hear, what problem does it need to solve. And of course, number six, this is amazing opportunity to make the challenges. You can make 10-day or 20-day challenge on your social media and attract people. Make it free challenge. Just apply several principles from the program that we're going to describe in the blueprint and tell them that, okay, we're participating in this 10-day challenge. Don't make 20. It's a long commitment, but 10-day challenge, you will see enormous number of people who will be who will go there with you. In this age of social media and the internet in general, we all feel really lonely, and especially when we try to overcome some problems. So Dr. William Houghton's program is actually erasing this moment, because people can always ask questions, they can always get feedback, they can always be there, and even they, if they haven't bought the program yet, they are able to ask questions. So this is the point when you will sign them up for the free lead magnet that will be extremely interesting for them, and it will be extremely valuable, although it's free, but they will start asking themselves the right questions. And basically, our system will capture the fact that this client comes from you, because it will be your unique affiliate link. And then from, I mean, obviously for the next 90 days, the client sticks, I mean, your link sticks to this system. And what will happen is our sales funnel will start working. We will start sending him emails and trying to convince him, ask questions, give feedback, and do all the work so that you would receive your commission. Isn't this amazing? I mean, I don't know any other company, at least for now, that is doing the whole sales process and the whole sales work on that level, because usually it's your job to attract and convert client. That's why you receive commission, but not in this case, because your audience will receive emails, they will receive feedback even before they buy.
Right. And you know, we're putting together a bunch of different things. And one is like these fun things, like, what do you think the weirdest thing I ever heard about why someone wants to lose weight after helping thousands and thousands and thousands of people? Mm. And you could list several, you know, what do you think it is? And you could go like, maybe it's more energy. Maybe it's to wear the cute clothes. A lot of women might, and now men too, you know? And I talk about one of the funnest I ever heard is somebody just looked at me and go, I want to look good naked. Right. And I'm like, I looked at them and I'm like, well, that's an interesting response. And they go, well, you know, when you're on a beach and you're wearing a bathing suit, you're almost naked. Right. So I want to look good. You know, just, I want to be physically fit. And there's all these really cool things. And the other one I got, you know, we're going to do some fun things. One is, like you said, about the different kind of market that we have. And up to about 10 years ago, probably 70% or higher of the weight loss market was female, right? But guess what? That's changing, right? It's really changing. More and more men are getting into it. Why? Well, men are competitive, but also too, they, for the first time in history, women don't need men anymore, right? And so if you're single, or you get single, let's say you're in a relationship that ends, and now you're single, well, You have to look good, you know.
I would say that if such men, they would like to have the fit and very healthy women, for example, it's very difficult to for such women to share obviously a life with people who do not share their lifestyle choices, and it becomes more and more difficult, because you have to cook different food for yourself and for them. You have to, you know, while you do all the gym and stuff and a workout, there's absolutely different lifestyle. You want to go for a walk, your husband or your wife can't because they're overweight. And there is tons of reasons which are, you know, fit in everyday life that go beyond the number on the scale. There are tons of reasons. So that's why basically men want to fit into this, because they want the fit wife or fit girlfriend. Well, and they feel the same.
I had a guy come to me and come to my clinic, and I'm like, well, why do you want to do this? And he goes, well, you know, he'd go to the health club occasionally, but he was overweight, but he used to be an athlete, and then he got fat. But anyway, he's talking to one of his friends, goes, yeah, I want to date, like, he's pointing to these girls at the health club. And he goes, my friend looked me in the eye, I go, why would she date a guy like you? Mm. And he's like, what do you mean? He goes, look at you, look at her. Why would she date a guy like you? And he goes, I need help, doc, you know? And so that's what, like you said, there's the market just keeps, the deeper you go into the market, the bigger it gets, right?
Yeah, I mean, we of course we can go all the way to, oh, looks are not important, the soul is important. No, your soul, basically your looks is the mirror of your soul, because that's until the person sees your soul, he sees or she sees your looks. And this is the way we work until we obviously learn to read thoughts of each other. That's the only thing that we get. And we make conclusion even before we talk to person. And yeah, I mean, that kind of things happen.
Right. And so, you know, the great thing about this program, like was been pointed out, you get 40% to the people you put in. And then I'm telling you, they get excited. They're going to tell their friends. So you get, you know, 10% of each one of those. And it just keeps growing exponentially, which is great for everybody. And we're impacting, we're giving people a better quality of life. We're not just saving their lives. We're giving them a better quality of life so they can actually enjoy the success that we're doing.
That's absolutely true. And I'm very excited that you joined us for this amazing affiliate program, because you're going to have a lot of fun out of it. And you're going to actually stand out of all that fat loss industry in general in the US, because you're not going to compete with companies who are, you know, producing some cookies or some nutrition. You're not going to compete and tell your subscribers that don't buy this but buy that. Even if your subscribers are buying those weight loss products, it's not going to damage you, because this program has nothing to do with actually physical products, and we do not and it will fit every single person, whether he's on diet or not dieting. But the reasons, I mean, the psychological reasons behind why people eat, and everyone wants to stay fit for good, right? And everyone wants to have an amazing lifestyle when you don't have to fight with your weight every single day and go over this psychologically. So people who are on the diet, people who are not on the diet, they're all falling into your category of those whom you can sell your product to. And this is amazing about this program. And it can be sold around the world, as Dr. Houghton said. Obviously, you can buy it if you have a computer, if you have a basic knowledge of English language, you're up for it in each and every single country. And four countries that I love to talk about, it's US, Canada, Australia, and UK. These are, and combined, those countries have over 200 million people who can become potentially the part of your program, the part of your or your subscribers or anything else.
Right. And so welcome aboard. We're going to take this to the next level as a group. And so, you know, I know that when you jump in and do this a few months from now, you'll look on today as the day you made that decision. And once you make the decision, then we can go forward. And so I, you know, I want you to feel that happiness that you're going to feel when you've impacted literally thousands of people, helped their lives, and made money while you're doing it. What better life can you develop? So welcome aboard. So as we go to the future, I want you to look at today as that day where you made that decision right now to let's get started. So click on the thing, fill out the form, start getting your stuff ready so we can launch this to the next level.
And of course, check your emails every single day, because we're going to send you the stages of how to develop, how to grow with your social media, how to grow with your email list, what should you write, should you do. And as I promised, you're going to have a detailed instruction and just copy-paste emails and everything like that. You don't have to do a lot of work. All you have to do is just to put a little soul into this and little thought into this. And the rest job will be done by us, including following up with your client once they sign up. And they sign up for a free lead magnet. They don't have to buy anything instantly. They sign up for the free lead magnet and then they go on. So once again, thank you very much. I'm Margot White, the Affiliate Marketing Manager, and I'm going to pass my words to Dr. William Houghton, who's going to finish the session.
So again, thanks for joining us. Again, it's a huge market and it's going to keep growing exponentially because it's just what it is. People get bigger, there's easier food, things like that. And we're tapping into a way to help people, again, not just save their lives, give them a life worth living so they can enjoy the life and have the kind of lifestyle that they deserve. So welcome aboard. And as I like to always say, may the sun be in your face and the wind at your back as you go to the future.